duel taking place in front of them. Even Connor was grinning as he pulled his mic off its stand and strode to the edge of the stage. The fans transferred their attention back to him as they continued singing along, their voices rising in unison and filling the arena. Now that he'd proven what his bass could do, Zach dropped his head and closed his eyes. He played that way for the rest of the song, feeling the vibration of the music through his fingers and the soles of his boots as much as hearing it. It took a few seconds after the song ended before the shrieks and catcalls brought him back from the place he sometimes drifted to when he was playing. He stood there, a bead of sweat trickling down his temple as the wave of sound from the crowd broke over him again and again. Noah stepped up beside him, his blue eyes glittering, damp strands of his long surfer blonde hair sticking to his temples. The drummer slung his arm around Zach's neck and gazed out at the crowd, a wide grin on his face.
Never gets old, does it?
No, it doesn't, Zach said. He might have been looking out at the heaving mass of fans, too, but it wasn't their adulation he lived for. It wasn't the fame, or the money, or the women. It was the music. Whether he was playing bass with Fractured or singing as frontman for his side project band Crossfire, it was always the music that came first. In tandem with Tex, Zach flicked his pick into the crowd, threw the fans a final salute, and followed his bandmates off the stage. He pulled the strap of his bass over his head, disconnected his wireless belt pack, and pulled out his in-ear monitor, handing it all to Cassie, his guitar tech, with a smile of gratitude. Her pretty lips tilted up.
Great show.
Zach ran a hand through his short, dark hair. Thanks. Everything was good. But I did get a bit of disruption to the mix feed at the end.
Okay, I'll have a look at it.
She put the unit in question down on one of the equipment boxes that surrounded her, then turned away to rack the bass next to the three others already there. Involuntarily, Zach's gaze dropped to her ass, perfectly displayed in a pair of frayed denim cutoffs that hugged her curves and exposed the length of her slender, toned thighs. He grimaced and looked away. He didn't want to be one of those guys. He didn't damn well need to be. He'd been in one of the biggest rock bands on the planet for the last 13 years. Women weren't exactly an issue for him. There was no reason for him to be ogling his employee, especially not one with a fucking diamond ring on her finger. And Cassie was a talented guitar tech, even if she was younger than the others he'd worked with in the past. She seemed to have an instinctive ability to understand the sound he'd wanted to get out of his instruments. In the short time she'd worked for him, she'd already developed an uncanny ability to anticipate what he needed before he had a chance to ask for it. Cassie turned back and knelt in front of him, reaching between the larger equipment cases for the small one that stored his in-ear monitor. Like an asshole, he didn't step back to give her room. When she looked up at him, a sweet smile curving those full lips, he had a sudden vision of reaching out and tangling his fingers in her midnight dark waves, tugging her head back, and watching those deep blue eyes change color as he unbuttoned his jeans and... Zach stepped away. He needed to get laid, and soon. It obviously had been far too long between women if he was fantasizing about Cassie that way. Not that she wasn't attractive. She was. Attractive enough that when he'd met her before the tour, his first thought was that one of his bandmates, probably Noah, was having a joke at his expense. Young, gorgeous guitar techs weren't exactly common. She actually reminded him of the cover art from their third album, Fallen. The image was of a beautiful, dark-haired, dark-winged angel, crumpled on the ground, face turned upward and innocent blue eyes filled with tears as she reached one hand to the sky in supplication. Cassie, with that hair, those eyes, and her full pink lips, looked far too much like that fallen angel. It was exactly why he shouldn't fantasize about her. Because her type of sweetly sexy innocence wasn't something that usually attracted him. He made sure the women he spent time with were more hard-eyed than starry. The type who looked like they wanted to eat him for breakfast, not like they were going to start building white picket fences in their heads if he fucked them more than once. The ring on Cassie's finger left him in no doubt which group she belonged to. So even if she wasn't working for him, even if she wasn't engaged, he would never actually touch her that way. No matter how good she looked on her knees in front of him. Zach shoved the image out of his head, tossed another casual smile her way.